I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Smoky Mountain News reporter Corey Valancourt.
Hi, Matt.
The latest with the Haywood County Republican Party, this sort of back and forth, all sorts of problems, this seems to never go away. Just to give a quick background to people again to catch them up on this, four members of the party were kicked out.
That's right.
Last year. So tell us about that and how it's still sort of lingering, the resentment over what happened.
It's a pretty complex story, and it goes back about a year and a half or maybe 2 years now. A faction of the local county Republican Party in Haywood County kind of took over the Haywood Republican Party and then were in turn ousted in party elections afterwards, and that led to a lot of bad blood and the formation of a group called the Haywood Republican Alliance. Now, earlier last spring, the five were brought up on charges of party disloyalty, the Haywood Five, and four of those were banned for periods ranging from, I think, 2 to 5 years from participating in activity with the Republican Party in the state of North Carolina. Now comes a lawsuit filed by an officer in the Haywood County Republican Party who is alleging that members of the Haywood Republican Alliance have appropriated her likeness and used it without her permission in commissioning or sharing a series of internet memes.
Tell us a little bit more of what was done with her likeness and what she's objecting to.
According to a lawsuit filed by Haywood County Republican Party Vice Chair Debbie King February 6th, members of the Haywood Five have utilized her image in there's a website called Jib Jab where you can make videos and put people's faces on them. And so Debbie King and Haywood County Republican Chair Ken Henson both appear in a video that is a parody of Sonny and Cher's I Got You, Babe. And there's another video as well. And then they appear on buttons and things like that. And so she's taking issue with this. And I think another possible question here is does she stand and rise to the level of a public figure where she might have standing to sue these folks for this?
Those who created these memes, I guess, what are they trying to depict her as or trying to depict her and the county chair as? I mean, what is she objecting to about the use of the memes? Is it because they are offensive or is it because they're using her likeness without her okay?
It's probably a little bit of both. I mean, they are ridiculous, and I think she alleges in the lawsuit that they're meant to ridicule or harass. And, you know, they do look pretty foolish and kind of maybe draw aspersions to her character or her involvement with other people romantically, none of which is probably true. So it's kind of befuddling, but it certainly does what memes do, which is it provokes a response. And apparently Debbie King is no longer happy with her image being used in this manner.
Legal standing on this, she's obviously not the only person who would want to sue over this. We're throughout the United States, these memes have become so popular about this. What sort of legal standing does she have in this case?
Public figures don't have standing to sue for libel or slander. However, she's not alleging either of those things. She's alleging the inappropriate usage of her likeness. And so I'm not a lawyer. I really couldn't tell you, but it does appear that as a public figure like this, she may be subject to this type of public scrutiny, as all public officials from the president on down to county commissioners certainly are. So that's one aspect of this.
Looking forward to the rest of this year, obviously a very big election year. There's going to be two very big races in Western North Carolina that could sway whether the supermajority the Republicans hold in the House of Representatives in Raleigh continues. One of them is in Haywood County. Does this battle that's continuing to go on within the party, within party leadership, have any impact? Could it have any impact on electing Republicans in 2018 in Haywood County in what is shaping up to be a very large election year?
It absolutely could have an impact, Matt. You have two separate Republican factions, the regular party and the Haywood Republican Alliance, and who they back and who they don't back could become a matter of controversy between the two groups, and it could cause some candidates to affiliate with one side or the other. Now, Haywood County is very Republican, and candidates could probably do without the support of one or either of the groups and still get elected, but in an election season like this, where people are, I think, rightfully concerned that there may be Democratic blowback from the first 2 years of the Trump administration, Republicans are still going to need every vote that they can get.
And in local races that can be decided by so few votes, potentially these things could have an impact, right?
Undoubtedly. Last election in 2016, we saw State Rep Mike Clampett defeat Joe Sam Queen, the incumbent, by just 300 votes. It was one of the closest, if not closest, legislative race in the state. So again, every vote does count.
And it does appear we are going to have a rematch of that particular race in 2018. There's some other there's another race that looks like it'll be pretty important and pretty competitive, should the primaries again shake out as we expect them to in Western North Carolina, that you wanted to tell us about.
That's right. In addition to Representative Clampett's race against Joe Sam Queen, we're also going to see Representative Michelle Presnell, who represents Madison and Yancey counties, as well as part of Haywood. She's being opposed again by Rhonda Shandoval, who she defeated handily last time around. But again, I think Republicans and Democrats are looking at this year as being very unpredictable, and every vote is going to count for both Republicans and Democrats.
Corey Valancourt of the Smoky Mountain News, and occasionally special reporting for BPR News. Thank you so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure.